All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the end of 2017 here, tax season is set to begin, and you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, this is the regular season finale for the National Football League as week number 17 is upon us. In week 16, I went 12-4 with my picks, and I'm looking to keep that mark going, if not improve on it here in the regular season finale, as there are plenty of good games on tap, and I am not going to waste any time, as here are my picks for week number 17 in the NFL season. Now, in the NFC North, you're going to have the 7-8 Green Bay Packers traveling to Motown to take on the 8-7 Detroit Lions. Both of these teams will be watching the postseason from home, but for the Packers, they want to try to finish at the 500 mark, while for the Lions, they are looking to secure a winning season while also going 5-1 within the NFC North. Of course, no Aaron Rodgers at quarterback for Green Bay, as Brett Hundley will get the starting duties under center for the Pack. And basically, this season was a wash once Aaron Rodgers was lost to an injury earlier on. Now, for the Lions, they saw their postseason chances go out of the window last Sunday with a surprising loss on the road versus the Cincinnati Bengals. And in typical Detroit Lion fashion, they have not done a good job as far as being able to get those bad losses out of their system and get on to the next game. However, for Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, this guy has become a leader this season for this Lions team, and I do not think that he is going to allow his squad to take a step back and finish at 500. Thus, I'm going to take the Lions at home in this game by the score of 24-20. Now, in the AFC South, the season cannot end quick enough for both the Houston Texans and the Indianapolis Colts, but each of them has one more game to go. The Texans will enter this contest with a record of 4-11, while Indy is 3-12. Of course, both clubs have dealt with injuries all season long. Of course, no Andrew Luck at quarterback for Indy, and for Houston, after a promising start by rookie quarterback Deshaun Watson, he was lost to an ACL injury. Both of these teams met earlier this season down in Houston, and it was the Colts who went on the road and got the victory. And you look at Indianapolis, they have not been a good team all season long, which is evident by their 3-12 record. But I think they will have enough to slip past the Texans at home in this one by the score of 26-17. Now, it's going to be the 5-10 Chicago Bears traveling to take on the 12-3 Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota comes into this game favored by 11.5 points. And although that the Vikings have already secured themselves of the division title, there is still plenty to play for in this contest, because if they lose this game and the Carolina Panthers win, it would be the Carolina Panthers who would leapfrog them as far as getting the first round bye. So if you are Minnesota, you definitely have a lot to play for in this contest. You look at the Vikings' lights out defense all season long, as they have been tough to score upon, and they will try to feast on Bears rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. The Bears are looking to finish this season on a positive note, but the Vikings are simply too good. Thus, I'm going to take Minnesota at home by the score of 27-17. Now, at Foxborough, you are going to have the 12-3 New England Patriots hosting the 5-10 New York Jets. New England comes into this contest favored by 15 points over their AFC East rivals, and a victory right here by the Patriots would secure home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs for them. Now, in the past few weeks, the Patriots have been lucky with a pair of controversial touchdowns being overturned in their favor. But I think they will get a reprieve in this one. The Jets typically play the Patriots tough, but the Jets, they're at the end of the line this season, while the Patriots have a lot to play for. Thus, I'm going to take New England at home by the score of 31-17. Now, at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you're going to have the 7-8 Washington Redskins taking on the 2-13 New York Football Giants. Washington comes into this contest favored by 3 points, and they are focused. Granted, no playoffs for them, but they are definitely focused on finishing the season at the 500 mark. Now, for the Giants, this has been a bad season all around, especially due to the injuries, but they are looking to avoid something that really isn't good. The Giants have not won a game within the division all season long, and on top of that, they have not won a game versus an NFC opponent this season. It's going to be tough because this Giants offense is putrid as best. We saw that last week when they were shut out on the road against the Arizona Cardinals, and it won't get any better in this one. Thus, I'm going to take Washington to roll by the score of 24-13. Now, staying in the NFC East, you're going to have the 8-7 Dallas Cowboys traveling to take on the 13-2 Philadelphia Eagles. And for Philadelphia, they have already locked up home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. But a victory here would mean that they went undefeated at Lincoln Financial Field this season. The Cowboys were eliminated from playoff competition last Sunday with their home loss versus the Seattle Seahawks. But Dallas has a lot of pride, and they want to go out and finish this season on a positive note. I think for the Cowboys to win this game, they've got to get back to the basics. And I mean, that's going to be running Ezekiel Elliott, their running back. And I expect him to get anywhere between 25 to 30 carries in this contest versus the Eagles. I do expect the Eagles to rest their starters for a portion of this game as they are looking forward to the playoffs. I think Dallas takes advantage of it and gets the 27-24 victory. Now, you're going to have the winless Cleveland Browns with a record of 0-15 traveling to the Steel City to take on the 12-3 Pittsburgh Steelers. Cleveland is looking to avoid being the first team since the 2008 Detroit Lions to go winless for an entire NFL campaign. While for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they know a win coupled with a New England Patriots loss would give them home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. For the Pats, for the Steelers rather, it's plain and simple. They typically play down to the level of their competition, but I think right now, Pittsburgh in the last few weeks, they have been playing with a sense of urgency. And with that said, I think this defense, along with this offense led by quarterback Ben Roethlisberger and running back Le'Veon Bell, will go out there and take care of their business, put Cleveland out of their misery, and potentially get home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. Thus, I'm going to take Pittsburgh at home in this game by the score of 31-19. Now, in the NFC South, it's going to be the 9-6 Atlanta Falcons hosting the 11-4 Carolina Panthers. I talked about Carolina still having an outside shot, not only to win the NFC South, but also to get a first round bye. And Atlanta, it's simple. You win and you're in. You look at Atlanta, they've been up and down this season. They're 9-6, and they are fortunate to still have a shot to make the postseason. And it's going to come down to the quarterback play of Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. Will he be able to, you know, test the challenge or maybe basically be up for the challenge against this Carolina defense? We know what the Panthers can do. They can make teams look bad with their defense, and also they can make games ugly with their ability to run the football, be physical, and force turnovers. This right here is one of the game's best rivalries right now, because typically when the Panthers and Falcons get together, there is something on the line. But I think Atlanta will have that sense of urgency and squeak past Carolina at home by the score of 30-27. Now, in the AFC West, you're going to have the 9-6 Kansas City Chiefs traveling to take on the 5-10 Denver Broncos. Now, for Kansas City, there really isn't a lot to play for, because they are basically locked into that 4 seed in the AFC playoffs. And because of that, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid is going to bench starting quarterback Alex Smith in this game to keep him fresh for the playoffs in favor of rookie quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Now, for the Broncos, this has been a bad season. It's hard to believe, but it was just 2 years ago that Denver won the Super Bowl, and they have had issues on the offensive side of the football all season long, and they want to try to end 2017 on a positive note. Going into 2018, I think the Broncos will be able to take advantage of the Chiefs having a rookie quarterback starting. And thus, I'm going to take Denver at home by the score of 23-16. Now, in Nashville, it's going to be the 8-7 Tennessee Titans hosting the 10-5 Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville has already clinched the AFC South along with the 3 seed in the AFC playoffs, and this could potentially be their first round opponent right here. For Tennessee, it's plain and simple. Win and you're in. And the Titans, they had everything going for them 3 weeks ago, but ever since then, they're on a 3-game losing streak. They had a chance at a division title, a potential chance at a first-round bye, and all of that is gone. But with all of that said, they still have an opportunity to make things right and get to the playoffs. Tennessee must find a way to try to take advantage of a Jacksonville team that could be resting some of their starters on offense and defense going into this contest. The Titans can play solid defense, but they have to find a way to get something going in their passing game, because recently teams have been loading the box, taking their running game away from them and making them beat them with the pass. And that's going to be on quarterback Marcus Mariota. He has to find a way to make plays from the pocket, and at this point of his NFL career, he has been unable to do that consistently. But I think the Titans will be able to seize the moment in this contest and win it and get to the playoffs by the score of 24-22. Now, in Los Angeles, it's going to be the 11-4 Rams taking on the 5-10 San Francisco 49ers. Just a few weeks ago, San Francisco was 1-10, and they were in competition for the first overall pick in the upcoming draft. But ever since the Niners have inserted Jimmy Garoppolo into the starting position at quarterback, things have changed. As led by Jimmy G, the Niners have won their last 4 games. Now, for the Rams, they basically are either going to be the 3 seed or the 4 seed. They definitely will be hosting a playoff game next week. And for head coach Sean McVay, it's all about potentially resting his starters in this contest. San Francisco is going to be game in this one, but I think the defense of the Rams is going to be the toughest one that Garoppolo has faced thus far. Thus, I'm going to take LA at home by the score of 23-17. Now, in Miami, you're going to have the 6-9 Miami Dolphins hosting the 8-7 Buffalo Bills. Buffalo comes into this contest favored by 2.5 points over their AFC East brethren. However, this contest right here is a classic toss-up, because if you're Buffalo, you win and you keep your playoff hopes alive. But at the same time, this is a game that Buffalo can win, and it's also a game that typically Buffalo has lost. And it's the same thing with Miami. Either they could play spoiler or they could simply lay down. I like the matchup in favor of the Bills as far as their defense going up against Dolphins quarterback Jay Cutler, because he has never seen an interception that he did not like. If the Bills can play strong enough defense, and if they can run the football effectively with LeSean McCoy, meaning he gets at least 25 carries in this contest, they will win. Thus, I'm going to take Buffalo on the road by the score of 20-17. Now, in Carson, it's going to be the 8-7 Los Angeles Chargers hosting the 6-9 Oakland Raiders. For Oakland, they came into the season with playoff aspirations, but they faded very quickly, and now they are left to play spoiler to the Chargers. Now, Los Angeles does need some help, as they need Tennessee to lose, and they have to beat the Raiders in order to get to the postseason. But I think Los Angeles will be able to hold their end of the bargain up. Why? Because you look at quarterback Phillip Rivers. He's dialed in right now. And with Phillip Rivers is dialed in, there aren't too many better than him at his position in the National Football League. Now, for the Raiders, they've packed it in. I saw that a few weeks ago, and I don't think the results are going to be any different in this contest for the Silver and Black. Thus, I'm going to take the Chargers at home by the score of 31-27. Now, you're going to have the 9-6 Seattle Seahawks hosting the 7-8 Arizona Cardinals. And for Seattle, they come into this game favored by 9.5 points, while a win coupled with an Atlanta loss would send Seattle to the playoffs. However, in recent years, the Cardinals have scored 2 victories on the road versus the Seattle Seahawks. So even though the Cardinals are 7-8, this is a game that Seattle simply cannot look past. If you're the Seahawks, your defense has to go out there and get after Cardinals quarterback Drew Stanton. force him into making at least two turnovers to set your offense up in good field position. On top of that, Russell Wilson, the Seahawks quarterback, has had his issues in the past with this Cardinals secondary, and they will definitely look to make life tough for him. But I think Seattle rallied on the road last week versus Dallas, and I think they will be able to keep that momentum going at home. Thus, I'm going to take the Seahawks by the score of 27-20. Now, you're going to have the 11-4 New Orleans Saints traveling to take on the 4-11 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And for the Saints, it's very simple. If you win, you get the NFC South title. And you look at New Orleans, this is a team that has really turned things around this season, and as it's been all about the running game and the defense, and I don't think that that changes in this one. I think that you're going to see a heavy dose of running backs Mark Ingram along with Alvin Kamara, and this defense can make life tough for Bucs quarterback Jameis Winston and crew. Thus, I'm going to take New Orleans on the road by the score of 34-23. And finally, in the AFC North, it's going to be the 9-6 Baltimore Ravens hosting the 6-9 Cincinnati Bengals. And for Baltimore, it's simple. Win and you're in as far as the first wild card slot in the AFC. You have to go back to week number one when these two teams met, and it was Baltimore who went on the road and dominated Cincinnati by the score of 20-0. And like I've said time and time again this year, for Baltimore, it hasn't been pretty, but it pretty really doesn't matter in the National Football League. It's all about whether or not you can get your hand raised. And for Baltimore, they've had their struggles on offense, but their special teams and their defense are two of the best in the NFL. I look for this Ravens defense to be the difference in this game, because they will make life tough for Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton, and I expect them to force at least two turnovers on his part, maybe an interception and maybe a fumble, as Baltimore will get to the postseason by the score of 30-17. And with that said, folks, those are my picks for week number 17 in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. As always, folks, I want to take this time out to wish you a happy and healthy new year. And if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, become a member, and be a part of one of the hottest sports debates on the web. As always, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the action from week number 17 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Have a wonderful day. Have a happy new year. And thanks once again for tuning into the podcast here on 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge.com.